On the evening of July 22, police arrested a man in relation to a child kidnapping investigation, Yukon RCMP Commanding Officer Lindsay Ellis told attendees of a press conference late on the afternoon of July 23. The 29-year-old man from Whitehorse, Cameron David Penner, has been charged with kidnapping and other, very serious, related offenses, Ellis said. She wouldn't state the number of charges he is facing or what they are to protect the identification of the child who was allegedly kidnapped and due to publication bans. Ellis said police located the man, arrested him and brought him into custody. Officers with the investigative team were assisted by the Yukon RCMP Emergency Response Team and Police Dog Services in making the arrest, Ellis said. The arrest follows an investigation into a child reported missing on July 20. The child returned home later that evening. Police informed reporters at an earlier press conference on July 22 that the child had been forced into a vehicle. Ellis said police confirmed there was another child present in the vehicle but declined to elaborate on that child's identification to protect their privacy. Yukon RCMP can confirm that child has been located and identified, Ellis said. Ellis addressed some concerns raised by the public regarding the lack of public notification in this case. She said the information available to police about the incident at the time didn't meet the criteria for RCMP to request the Yukon government to issue an Amber Alert. "We are aware that there have been questions around public notification, including the use of Amber Alert," she said. While there were considerations for an RCMP-issued public notification through news media and RCMP social media accounts about the missing child, it was underway prior to the child being located and eventually not required. Factors that influence decision-making around the release of information to the public include the risk to public safety and privacy of the impacted people and maintaining the integrity of the information and evidence in the investigation, according to Ellis. Yukon RCMP wished to thank the public for their assistance in providing video surveillance and contacting police directly with information which led to the identification and arrest of the suspect, Ellis said. She added that the family is requesting privacy at this time. "We want to assure that public safety is always at the forefront for the RCMP, and we will continue to work with relevant communities and safety partners by extending supports and in extending supports in the coming days and beyond." Ellis said there's currently no risk to the public right now given the only suspect remains in custody. "The public, I think, always, in any case, needs to remain vigilant, aware, and that's not to say that that wasn't occurring in this case, but the subject of this, and the suspect in this is in custody and there's no other suspects at this time," she said. Ellis couldn't comment on the potential intent or motivation behind the alleged kidnapping while the investigation is underway and the matter is before the court. Penner made his first appearance in court on July 23. He has been remanded into custody and has another court date set for August 6, per Ellis. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.